Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're talking about a question that comes up constantly with growing businesses. How do you actually bring AI into a company that already has systems running? The article is Integrating AI with Legacy Systems: How to Bridge Old and New Without Breaking What Works by Brett Allegri Wood.
And the short answer Brett gives is don't replace, bridge, which sounds simple, but there's a lot packed into that.
Right. The core argument is that most businesses already have valuable systems. They might be 10 years old, a bit patched together, but they hold operational data and institutional history. The mistake is thinking you have to rip them out to get AI working.
That's the wrecking ball framing Brett uses. And I think a lot of owners hear AI integration and immediately picture a massive, expensive rebuild, months of downtime, staff retraining, the whole thing.
Which is exactly why the real-world example in the article is so useful. A mid-sized logistics firm in Australia had a 10-year-old delivery database. Rather than replacing it, they built a lightweight AI layer on top. Same old system underneath, but now an AI dashboard showing live insights and predicting delays before they happen.
So the staff kept using what they already knew. The workflow didn't change. They just got a new layer of visibility on top.
Exactly. The team adapted quickly because their existing workflow was preserved. No disruption, just extension.
Right. But let me push on something. Brett lists five common problems that derail these projects, and I think a lot of people listening will recognize at least one of them. What are they?
He names data silos, inconsistent records, security gaps, limited connectivity because old systems often don't have modern APIs, and team resistance. That last one is important.
It really is, because even if you solve the technical side perfectly, if your people think AI is coming for their jobs, you've got a problem.
Brett's answer to that is involve staff early. They hold years of knowledge about those old systems. That knowledge is an asset. Ask them where AI could reduce friction in their daily work. Make it clear that AI is there to augment their expertise, not replace it.
Which is the right framing. Augment, not replace. And practically, you also get better ideas about where to start, because they're the ones in the work every day.
Now, the step-by-step Brett lays out is practical. Clean your data before you connect anything. He's clear that good data quality is the single biggest predictor of reliable AI output.
That one surprises people. They think the AI will sort out messy data. It won't. Garbage in, garbage out. And in a legacy integration, that can be worse, because years of manual entry means duplicates, missing fields, format inconsistencies.
Then you use middleware as a translator between the old system and the new AI tools, something like Zapier or Make, or a custom connector. It moves data across without requiring a full rebuild on either side.
Start small, too. He's explicit about that. One process first. Customer support or inventory management are the examples he gives. A visible win builds internal trust and surfaces real challenges before they become expensive ones.
And then there's prompt drift, which I think is underappreciated.
Explain that one.
So if the data feeding your AI model changes or degrades over time, the outputs quietly become less accurate. Nobody notices until the results are actively misleading. Brett's fix is a regular review schedule. Recalibrate, verify outputs still match real-world conditions, audit the source data periodically.
So it's not set and forget. Maintenance is part of the ongoing investment.
Which is true of any business system. You don't install accounting software and never touch it again.
Fair point. And security deserves a mention. Every time you connect new tools to old systems, the attack surface grows if you're not careful. Brett's checklist. Know what data you're transferring. Confirm it's encrypted in transit and at rest. Check your compliance obligations, GDPR, PDPA, whatever applies. And decide who owns access control once the connection is live.
One line in the article stuck with me. One breach undoes years of goodwill. The cost of doing security properly from the start is a fraction of the cost of the fallout.
All right, so what's the one thing someone listening should actually do this week?
Brett gives five actions, but if I had to pick one, audit your systems. List every platform that holds business-critical data. Note which ones have modern APIs and which don't. That single exercise tells you where middleware will be needed and makes any future conversation with a technology partner far more productive.
For me, it's the team conversation. Ask your staff where manual, repetitive work slows them down most. That answer is your first integration candidate. It costs nothing, takes an hour, and gets people involved before any decisions are made.
Both solid places to start. The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit there too. Worth booking if you're not sure where to begin.
See you next time.